Hey everybody, welcome to Epic Soapbox. I'm your host, Silent Moses.
Darkwing.DJ.
Sir.
E-Trinity7.
Vendetta.
Where we talk about everything from anime, games, movies, and anything else we can think about with our crazy friends.
That's Epic Soapbox. E-P-O-C-H Soapbox.
I see the rain pouring down before my very eyes. Should come as no surprise. Yeah, yeah. I see the rain pouring down.
Let's get it
before my very eyes. Yeah. Should come as no surprise. I'm searching and praying and hoping for something. I know I'm gonna see it. I know that it's coming, Lord. But what do you do when there's no place to turn? I have no one. I'm lonely. My bridges have burnt down, Lord. Ain't nowhere to hide, got nowhere to go. Put away my pride, tired of feeling low. Even when I'm high, ain't no way to live. Do I want to die? I don't know. I don't know. Bells getting loud. Ain't nowhere to hide, got nowhere to go. Put away my pride, tired of feeling low. Even when I'm high, ain't no way to live. Do I want to die? I don't know. I don't know. Bells getting louder, louder.
In the building, what's happening, y'all? Eternal Trinity in the motherfucker. Darkwing.DJ. Welcome to Epic Soapbox. Is your mic on, Darkwing?
It is, man.
Motherfucker.
I'm good.
Are you good, nigga?
Yeah, we just ate one of my cousins.
What? What, nigga? What the
Holy
fuck?
Oh, shit.
Oh, T-shirt. Shit, we did.
T-shirt. I had to think about that. I was like,
that nigga was roasted as fuck, though.
I was like, what is he talking about, bro?
Yeah, that duck was good.
When did we become cannibal?
Yeah, that duck was good as fuck, my nigga. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm like, when did we become cannibal, my boy?
The motherfucker was like,
I feel like we had Ray's Boom Boom Room with this music.
Yo, you stupid.
I'm the pappy.
You know about Ray's Boom Boom Room. Wait, did we do the intro just now?
Nah, I don't know. Normally you do the intro.
Normally you do it.
No, the fuck I don't. I'm always rambling. Oh, since we want to talk about shit, Meso, I can't wait to see your bitch ass face to face, nigga.
Hey, not on my episode.
No, fuck that shit.
I'm didn't do it on your episode.
Yeah, but this is different, though.
How?
Fuck that nigga,
my episode.
We talking about the lives and times of bitch ass niggas and the life and times of a good nigga. What he gonna do? He don't listen to the podcast. What he gonna do? Fight me?
The piano says different.
The piano says I'm gonna run his face down. Remember in Nutty Professor when the motherfucker's like, love you, see, because you're beautiful. What do you guys think? Do his ass in the piano? That nigga's a vegan, but he gonna get all the beef today.
85 Wagyu.
85
Wagyu.
85 was a good fucking year. You know why?
Why was it a good year?
Because 85 I was born. Fuck is you talking about?
This nigga said his team 5-25, but he tweeting laughing. Y'all record look like a tour date game.
Hey, can you turn my volume up? Is that me? Yeah, there you go. I can hear me. Yeah, there you go. I ain't got to be so close to the mic now.
Look,
ladies and gentlemen,
I want to lean back, but I'm like, no, if I lean back.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll pull the table closer.
Oh, that is true.
Or the couch closer.
No, we're not moving the fucking couch, nigga. Hold on a second. Let me move the hookah right quick.
All right, there. Cool. I'm in a resting position. Now I can chill.
That motherfucker.
Nah, I just want to feel comfortable. I feel like you. But put it right in the center.
Oh, yeah. I can't put it in the center.
This your table?
It is my table.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, D-Generation X.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is E-Trinity 7.
Nor is it a circus.
No, it's not a circus. Today is, we're December 30th, Saturday at 7:55 p.m. And we're doing a new series where around our birthdays, we do a year-round up with everybody. We did mine's like a month ago.
Yes, we did.
And today we're doing fucking Aaron Black's.
What is on your screen that says
20,000 votes? Oh, that's a... No, that's a car. Nigga, I wish that was my account.
Wait, I was about to say, nigga, I paid for ducking. You got 20 racks sitting in the bank, nigga? God damn. Let me hold something. Matter of fact, let me hold a lot, nigga. Matter of fact, I'm going to pick you up, and everything that I see, everything that my hand touches is mine. You think I'm fucking playing? We gonna go to the smoke shop? Yo, give me everything.
Hey, let's not talk about it, bro. I was three numbers away.
What?
Nigga, I swear to God,
so sad when I called DJ when I saw the numbers. I was like, DJ, look at this.
You could have, hey, nigga, I'll be like, yo.
I was like, bro, look how close we were. 93 million. So we would have got after taxes what 30 mil?
No, more than that. You probably would have got.
Nah,
they only take 40% away.
You only
so
get like
what,
60?
40% from that 93, so what, 50 and change?
Yeah, 50 and some change, close to 60 or some shit.
Man, I would have been like, hey, bro, y'all got to sign an NDA. I'm not going to tell you how much y'all get them, but just know, y'all don't get to work for a minute.
Nigga, I'm still going to work.
Oh, shit, not me, bro. I'm taking that rest.
Yeah, I be taking my PTO and shit.
If I told you, hey, what's your salary for the year? I'll triple it.
So here's
you really going to go to work?
So you know what I would do, though? You set everybody up with a trust. Said everybody
well, of course. Well, DJ's kids will get a trust. I'm like, hey, take this and put this in their trust fund.
And then by the time they get old enough, that shit would have been triple, double, yeah, quadruple, and then they would have been multi-fucking millionaires, my guy. You put all your money in the trust, and then you live off the interest of that motherfucker, so that money does not get touched like that.
I wouldn't even say a lump sum. Like a good, not even a quarter. Probably like 10% of that money would have went to a lamb. Like, hey, everybody choose what plot they want.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you right the fuck now. I'm going to the smoke shop. Give me the shit in the bag that y'all can't sell.
I was one number off.
No way. Don't tell me.
Yes, he was.
What the cash for?
Oh, nobody cares about that.
Boy, nigga.
1726. I played 1127.
Damn.
1726.
So I got 127. I just missed the other one.
That's twice, man.
And then I played 7-2-5 for the cash 3, 8-2-3 drop.
8 didn't pop it up. I'm going to keep playing Kobe numbers.
Infinite, nigga. That's what it is. So.
1988.
So, Eric, how you feeling, bro?
James. I mean, not James. Aaron. I mean, not Aaron.
That's what I said, Aaron.
You said Eric.
I said Aaron.
I heard.
I was talking fast, nigga.
Are you a cat?
That's what I'm saying.
How you feeling, my nigga?
Oh, ready for the year to be over.
Who you fucking telling?
Like, what ass? Ready for the year to be over, man.
So, my nigga, I'm gonna let you go ahead and say speak your piece, and then we're just gonna go from there, alright?
Okay, I mean, sure. Let's see, man. Where do we bleep and begin? I don't want to put no money in the swear jar, so I'm just go that way.
Nigga, you can cuss, nigga. What the fuck is you fucking talking about? Shit.
No.
Are you playing Frankie Sinatra, my nigga?
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm feeling so
weird. Parker.
Let's see. No, for real, though, but on the real,
right? Okay.
Where do we begin? So, volume 34... of the book of James is titled
Fuck!
No, not really. Nah, that was weird. 34 has been interesting. I'll say that. 34 has been real interesting. From switching jobs to... Yeah, because I think I turned... 34 after me and you split from the other place.
Nigga, how old are you now?
35.
Oh.
Because I left Three Vets in 22 after he left.
Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah, because I did my birthday with Nesbitt. Yeah. Yeah, no, 34, that book 34 of The Life of James has been interesting. The learning process of the test of relationships, friendships, patience, faith, everything was pushed, man. Everything was pushed that year. I dealt with more mental breakdowns in 34 than I've had in 33, and I kind of don't count 2020 because that's warranted. Everybody was going through mental shit in 2020, so I really don't count that. But no, 34 is like a rough patch, man. Am I happy I made it out? Yeah, but it's just some things people should not be there. Should not be there. Well, they're not at 35. I made sure of it because I need book 35 to go better than 30s.
I mean, so what are you gonna do to progress yourself?
Well, first, adult move. Bam, I got insurance, so that's a plus. You know, especially how hard it is to get insurance, especially when your insurance costs more than your fucking job. Like, especially sometimes you get through a company, it like takes so much out of your check, it's like ridiculous. So I was able to get some insurance and shit that I'm only paying like 70. Oh shit, my bad. Hold me on. I'm only paying like 70 a month for health, dental, and vision, which I don't really need vision because I could just go get a free eye exam at America's Best for the eyes and shit. So
I got 20/20 vision, so.
Yeah. Dude, it's weird. I got 20/20 in the right eye and 20/25 in the left eye.
Enjoy it for now.
Enjoy it for now? Why enjoy it for now? Unless he got the LASIK eye surgery. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he got the. What am I saying?
No, I'm being funny.
Oh, you're stupid.
Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, that's funny.
Ha, 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 ha.
I think it's 2030.
Yeesh, brother. You didn't get that correct.
I was going to say, like, I'm actually supposed to wear glasses when I drive at night.
Nigga.
That makes sense. That actually makes sense.
And I think I got slight astigmatism, too.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, the lights always do the little...
Yeah, the weird thing. Yeah, but, it's rough. Like, I had to throw away some relationships that was close to me because I knew them all my life, but the thing that really really broke me for 34, when you have somebody blame you for the way their life turned out. That's right. I never told you about that. That's why the West Virginia trip pissed me off.
Okay.
So I'm about to break it down to you. So I went back to my home place just to visit, you know, visit some people and everything. And when I was leaving, one of my friends came to me. I was like, hey, what's up? They're like, fuck you, James. Nigga, wait, what? Yo, you want to come back showing you're better than everybody else? You left me. My life been fucking miserable. First of all.
He or she?
Female. No, my bad. Not a female. Male.
Still a female.
It was acting like
some bitch
female shit.
I'm some bitch shit.
But I'm like, bro, why are you blaming me for shit I have nothing to do? I chose to leave. You didn't. Like, granted, yeah, we were close on all that jazz, but, bro, I left in 2010. You tell me you wait till now to talk to me about it? 13 years later? My nigga, 13 years is a lot of animosity to hold in if you're blaming somebody for the failures you had. Like, you couldn't text me? Send a message in the bottle? Jeez. Send an email?
I think the biggest problem is when people are doing that shit, they got their own shit going on, and since they can't get their shit together and they see other people progressing, they want to blame everybody else except for themselves for the shit.
And I get that, but my thing was,
no,
bro,
there's no getting back. I'm sorry if I cut you off.
No, it's not even that. It's like, I get what you're saying, but my thing is this. When I left, you were going to college. So what does that have to do with fucking me? I left in 2010, November of 2010, and moved to Georgia. I didn't go to school until 2011. So between that time of you going to school and me going to school, you checked in probably once, twice a month. When I'm sitting here in this new state, I don't know nobody by myself. Like, nigga, I know nobody except for my family that is here. And this one, I was living in Stone Mountain. But that shit like affected me deep, because I didn't think it would hold a I'm not gonna say hold a grudge. I didn't think it would affect me that bad. But I guess it's because it's such a close friend you have, and they say some shit to you that just stings or sits in your memory back, and you're like, shit, I didn't think this would affect me that much. Like, that shit fucked up, like, the first half of fucking December for me. So I'm like, what made you wait till you saw me to say all this? And, like, you could have... And, like, you have the same friends I do. You tell me you could have hit nobody up and be like, hey, can you get James' number or send him a message for me? Like, that's what was really throwing me off. And it was, like, to the point where I'm like, brother, did I really fuck up somebody's life? Then I had to step out of shit. Like, wait a minute. Nigga, you went to bed at yourself. I know what I would have been if I stayed. I would have had 4 kids, 4 different baby moms been strung up on pills.
You fucking nigga. Hold on.
It's because that, and I try to tell people that I got to the point where I was in the inside of a box looking because I knew how that place was becoming was the same when I was a kid and whatnot. So I seen what happened on my friends and shit. So I knew what path I was going down. I'm going to get strung up on some shit. I'm going to have a baby mama or two. I'm going to be, what do we call them?
A user?
Another Negro.
Nigga would be the terminology.
Nigga, Negro, Nigarachi, Negros, whatever you want to call it. But, 34 was just, like, randomly weird. Like, I've had good moments. I had bad moments. I've gotten arguments that had no business being arguments. I got altercations. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are we doing? And I'm one of the people that don't talk about shit. I don't post no my private shit on Facebook. And I'm like, some of the shit don't need to be in hand. But no, for 35, I have it set into where there's no such thing as failures. There's just a set delayed successes.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what I have. So I have this thing. I have a belief, what to do, and a reminder. So the belief is there's no such thing as failure, just delayed successes.
Did I tell you that or did?
No, I wrote that and you saw it.
That sounds like some shit that I would say though.
Man, I've been jumping gyms here lately now.
Damn, nigga, like that's nigga gonna put that tattooed on me. Where though?
Yeah, I don't know where, brother. Then a goal throughout the year: pray more, work hard, say less.
That's the move.
Pray hard, work more, say less. And the reminder is it's okay to be selfish. Nobody gonna be clapping for you at your highest. Nobody. Let me finish. They only gonna be clapping for you when you're at your highest, but not at your lowest. It's okay to be selfish. Don't support the people that don't support you. You, your biggest supporter, you, your biggest believer. If nobody else is going to believe in you, you got to believe in you.
So what took you so long to get that realization?
I put everybody else first, man. That's always been my thing since I was young. I always put other people's things in front of mine. Like, I'll worry about somebody else's life before I even fix my own. Or I'll try to fix my own, and if I feel like I failed it once, like, fuck it, we ain't going to worry about it. We'll give it up. I ain't worried about it.
I think the biggest thing that you have to understand and that you have to realize is just that when you put yourself in those predicaments, like, you got to understand that you can only do so much. And once you get that understanding, like, trust me, all the shit that you have dealt with, nigga, you were there throughout all my shit. So
yeah.
I understand that shit. But at the same time, I've always put myself in a position where I could be there for y'all. And then I can be like, you know what? I think I need to do for myself. And you guys are always around when I would do that shit. Because they'd be like, hey, man, we got to go do this. What? No, we're not even going to question it. Just get in the fucking car and let's go. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm taking your time. Taking your time and being patient is your biggest thing. Because everybody has to go through that shit. But issue is that most people don't want to take their time. They think that when they do something, they're supposed to get instantaneous gratification for the things that they're doing. You have to be, I said this shit a while ago. You have to be consistent with your consistency in order for things to be consistent with you.
Yeah.
So when you say that, you know, you got to work hard and say to yourself, you got to be consistent in that. And the things that you want to do, everything's going to fall into place. Like they say, faith without works is dead. You can't be static in your shit.
Wait, slow down. Say that again? I might need to write that one down. Hold on, brother. You want me to say that one again?
What, faith without works is dead?
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah,
I like
that's that what one. It is.
Let me have my moment. We ain't doing your episode yet, right?
And you'll be turning 10 the next year.
So. Exactly. So let's be coming here and trying to say it to the Bible, nigga.
You just got
to do it. I'll try to let him have his moment, brother. That's what I'm for people.
Hey, man.
I'll try to let him have his moment, brother. You know.
I don't know the whole Bible, but I know the ones that get me through. God damn it. Like when I get my gun, when I hold my peace, I'm gonna
peace me still. Peace me still.
God damn it.
Yo, you crazy, bro.
So I mean,
but yeah, that's the thing. The crazy thing is, I have patience of the world. It's just my thing is, I will set myself for a goal, and I'll put a time on it. And the closer I get to that time, the closer I panic, and I'm like, fuck it. This is done.
You can't.
I hate doing that to myself, and I think that's what I do to myself a lot. I will put a time stamp on something and be like, okay, I need to have it done by this time, and if it's not done, it's not a failure.
You know what's so crazy? Because my father said the same thing. When I turned 35, this is crazy. I was like, yo, Pops, I got this understanding on this, and he was like, it's fine. You finally made it, motherfucker. My father had a time limit on shit that I needed to get done, but he was like, as long as you get it done, that's all that fucking matters. We can put a time limit on certain things, but at the end of the day, it's gonna happen exactly when it's supposed to happen. We shouldn't put time limits on shit. We should, and if we're gonna put time limits on it, we need to put that extra work in order for it to happen. But most people they're gonna do like their energy level is gonna be like at 3 or some shit like that, and they need to put out like 6 or 7.
But I think that's my thing too, because you know why I've been starting to play the time stamp is because of y'all, honestly. Like, not in a bad way. It's more of like, I see you have 2 cars, like, I need to catch up. DJ got a whole family and kids, like, fuck, I need that. It's like certain things people have and I'm like, I need to be there. But I'm like, why are you fucking rushing to get all this? Like, bro, on God. When I was 25, I thought I was gonna have a car, nice house, 2 or 3 kids, and that white picket fence and all that shit, you know? But life happens, and I have to remember, life is going to happen.
And you have to also remember, you can't set your shit up
by
what everybody else has got going on, because DJ's got shit going on in his life that has him moving a certain way. Mm-hmm. I have shit in my life going on with me that I have to move a certain way. Like, I can sit here and be like, and there's nothing against what you're saying, but I can be, there's been times I've been sitting here, and with the whole tier situation, I'm just like, well, shit, I really want that shit. And then next thing you know, videos pop up of Black Love, and I'm just like, damn, I really want that shit. DJ gets to go home to his family and his kids and shit, and I'm just like, whoa, 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 whoa. We're 2 different individuals. Everybody's a different individual, and everybody's going to get exactly what they want. Like, because at one time, you guys were doing certain shit, and I wasn't able to get it done. And I'm just like, not dissing anybody. I'm just like, yeah, I got a job, and I'm getting paid more, and I got a household where there's 2 incomes. There should be no reason why I shouldn't be able to go out with y'all to a robbery.
I was like, yeah, because we weren't always going out.
And doing some shit, and I'm just like, damn, I ain't got the money to do it, but I'm just like, hey, you know what? Their circumstances are different than mine. I can't worry about what they got going on. I just know when I'm able to get to that point, I'll be good. And look how everything is. Everything's falling in place for me. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like, hey, we're going to Korean barbecue. Nigga, I'm down. Or, hey, we're going to go do this. Like, the next time we go out again, we're going to go to that ramen spot. Yeah. Make sure you are invited.
It's just I always felt, sometimes I'll feel out of place. Because that's what I was doing. I was comparing my life to everybody else. It's like, oh shit, they got this, they got that, oh, they're doing this, they're doing that, when I never sat down and been like, bro, you're okay. Like, my nigga, you are okay.
That'll be a completely different ball game.
Like, my nigga, you will be all right. It's okay that one person got this, one person got that. But then again, like you said on the flip side, there's the shit he's going through I know nothing about. Because it's a different path from mine. There's shit you're going through.
Facts.
That's a different path from mine. Brandon, Kyle, all of the kids we grew up with. I think that's why I try to keep us going out and getting together so we don't get lost in our own worlds.
You have.
Because it got to a point, I think we went almost a year not hanging out.
Was it COVID?
Yeah, COVID.
I think it was before COVID. Because we couldn't find a day to get off. Everybody's work schedule was crazy, and I was wrestling so much, and I was like to the point where I wanted to stop wrestling because I missed hanging out with my friends. And people were like, "Why?" I was like, "Bro, because I had a life before wrestling, and I know what that life was. Like through college was fucking fun. We were broke, but we made the best of it. And I think that's why I try to be like plan stuff every month for everybody because it's hard to get everybody together."
Why does that look on your face?
Steven Universe, nigga.
Oh. Yeah.
Steven Universe. Yeah.
But no, that's why I try to keep everybody together because I know, like Dita was saying, 2020, only time we saw each other was when we went to bury our friend. Bro, I shouldn't have to see you when I have to bury somebody.
True.
Real talk.
We joke about it, like, man, don't let it be. I have to bury you to see you.
Yeah.
Then when that reality hit, that shit changes your whole life perspective.
What is it? It's 2023 now. Nigga, I just saw a status of like 2018 where like literally we had went to Mississippi for, I think it was my Bobby's funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, I forgot whose funeral we was at before that. It may have been my Uncle Kenny's. But my cousin Nikki was like, yo, who was saying that exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like the next time I see y'all, I want it to be on a happy occasion.
Yeah, like I don't want it to be on some sad shit.
Yeah, like the last four or five times I've seen y'all, we've been burying somebody.
And it was hard.
And probably not 2 weeks after that, Nikki died.
Yeah, like it was like, I try to keep that most because I always said, the people I keep around most are going to make the best of me. And that's why I keep all y'all close to mind. But like, hey, when are y'all free? We need to go do this to get out the house. Because I know there's days you just want to be around us. Don't want to have to deal being at home. I know you just want to get out of the house, so you just not here. Hey, I just want to be like around y'all.
Nah, nigga, I pay too much for this apartment for me not to fucking be here, nigga.
But there's sometimes you just want to go out and hang. Like, be outside.
That's what the trees and the birds in the park are for. And I'm not even
talking to you. I'm going to say, nah, because I'm definitely a homebody, too. But
I mean, I'm a homebody, too, but there's only so much of a homebody I can take.
Nah, like COVID you said, COVID was heaven for me.
COVID was hell for me because I had to. COVID was hell for me, man. I had to work in that shit. And I'd rather have been home playing video games all day.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have been home playing video games all day.
Definitely the time period that I had to work through COVID, I didn't enjoy. But, like, once I started getting unemployment and shit.
That was the main thing that pissed me off about the world is I was sitting there working. There's people sitting at their home, no disrespect, making twice than I make in a week. In 2 weeks. You're making it in a week.
Yeah, nigga, that was.
So that is kind of set the trend and pissed me off. But going back to it, it's just 34, like I said, 34, I felt like the outcast of the group sometimes because it's like, I don't have this or I don't have that. Or I hear them like, hey, we're going on this trip. Or I'm doing this with this. And I'm like, fuck, what the fuck am I doing?
You're doing exactly what you need to be doing.
And that's what I try to tell myself. But when you try to tell yourself that shit, you don't believe it because you see the everything around you. Like,
yeah, you're gonna see the shit. You're going to see the shit because that's where your mindset is at. Like, what this one person says, once you put yourself in a position in your mind that this is who the person that you want to be, and then you start walking in that, it reprograms your mind to be exactly what you want. And then when you put that shit out in the universe, it starts attracting. It starts going. But what we always tend to do is that if we don't see the results like how we want or like how we want it to turn out, then that's when we start lollygagging. And that's, you have to press and hold the button down. There you go. We start lollygagging, and then next thing you know, that's just true. Angela was one. So, the biggest thing is that once you come to a realization that you've been standing against some shit, and that, you know, this is exactly, that's why I said her name. And you've been stagnant in some shit. Now you're just like, okay, when you recognize what you're fucking up on, then you can be like, oh, okay, this is where things tend to go wrong. And like I will always say, it's just that it's always darkest before the dawn. Right before your blessing is about to come, everything's going to seem like it's going to fucking hell. And that's where most people fuck up at. Instead of being consistent and going through that shit, we always logic ass. So
y'all must be about to hit the lottery.
Yeah. I mean, look, like, you just, that's how you have to look at that shit. And you can't even, you shouldn't put yourself down. Like, I know life is going to hit you and shit's going to go wrong. But then you're just like, there's a bigger thing that's coming at the end of this shit.
Yeah.
And I firsthand can fucking say that shit. You know what I mean? Like, with everything that I've gone through this year and all the changes that have happened, I'm just like the interview that I had with my brother, it was just like, I was telling the motherfucker, like, I had to come to a fucking realization on some shit. And then at some point, you need to sit back and you need to look at everything that's going on around you. You need to be like, okay, I'm here. This is what I'm doing. Where do I want to go?
And I think that's been the thing the last few days. Is sitting down. Like, last few days, like, my phone just updated where it has a journal app now, and it asks you questions. Yeah, my phone, ever since the iPhone did an update, it probably happened on Philly's phone too, but there's this app called Journal.
Let that woman sleep.
You hear that? With the latest
did you update your phone? Have you updated your iPhone lately? Mm-hmm. So, did you see a thing called Journal on your phone? So, see this app right here, Journal?
Where am I looking?
Journal. Right there at the bottom where it says Journal.
Okay.
So that, I've been actually keeping up with the writing of it. So I've just been doing voice recordings instead of writing. But I just feel like I say more when I talk. But usually I have three different questions to ask you to write about. So you just write about, like, one. What's one thing about you that no one else knows that they like about you?
I've tried to kill myself.
Or, yeah, like, stuff like that. And you write about it. So, but this is how I know I'm getting better, because I got mad if I missed a day.
Mm.
Like, the one I was supposed to do yesterday, write about a memorable place from your childhood and add the location to your entry.
In the suitcase in D.C.
Yeah. But things like that.
He's doing some crazy shit,
bro. Like, one question was, what is the recent event you wish you could take back?
None of it.
I can think of a couple.
None of it.
But I know. At first, I was writing my personal feelings. Then I had to stop and been like, no, because if this didn't happen, I wouldn't be where I'm at.
Exactly.
Now, granted, I'm not going to lie. There are some things I wish I could go back in time. No, because I always feel like when I'm a firm believer in the butterfly effect. So if you pluck one thing from your past, it's going to change your whole future. Then you're going to be like, fuck. Because we could be like, say, for instance, you want to say, I wish you go back in time and take away the moment you met Toya. Now you done fucked up your whole effect.
I'm not even.
No, I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah, say you take away that moment in time you met Toya. So now you don't have Lonnie, you don't have Darian. You would have probably never got with Philly.
He would have been a whore at Georgia State.
No, because think about it. That's why I said.
Been a whore wherever.
Yeah, he would have been a whore wherever, but he wouldn't be who he is right now. Because Philly would have been nowhere in the picture.
DJ would have probably.
I wouldn't say that. I've known my wife. Like,
that's true, I'm just saying, think about it. It wouldn't happen as quick as it did.
Or maybe would not, because part of what, like, attracted her to me is seeing
he was gangster.
My relationship with my children.
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. If you took Toya out that picture, and that timeline is now you have no kids, she doesn't see that, y'all don't get there. So that's why I'm like, now, do I wish I could take certain deaths back? Yeah, but would that really help?
I don't know. I know I'm only 30 days in.
No. Trust me, if anybody gets that, it's me. But it's a double-edged
pistol. No, that nigga gets it.
No, I know. I understand he lost his dad. Then he went around with your grandma next. Like, I went 3 years straight of Ashley, my trainer that trained me for wrestling, and my granddad. Boom, boom, boom. Like, that shit sucked.
Yeah.
Now, I can say...
I'm not trying to compare it.
No, I'm not trying to compare it either. But I know what he's going through, because when you have somebody that close, and they just...
Well, the circumstances behind my dad and whatnot, and also now, I always got to relate my dad's death to my son's birthday, and my grandma died on Christmas Eve. I have to relate that to
2 days that's supposed to be special
forever.
Now
Christmas.
Yeah, 2 days is special. Now has a double meaning.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, it's like now happy birthday, happy anniversary. Heavenly birthday. Like, it's too. Just like July 20th, 2020 is never going to be the same. No matter how, July 15th, 2020 is never going to be the same. There's, I won tag team championships that day, but I don't remember the match.
I have not been in a position where I could fully understand that type of hurt.
But I know you can, because I always felt like people have different ways of grieving.
No. What I'm saying is just that, like, the only person that I know that the world will burn to is when my pops passes away.
Oh, yeah.
And y'all already,
same for me with my mom. If my mom passes, I'm scorching
her. Y'all already know how
I am scorching her.
You guys already know how I am about my dad. Yeah. But I lost my grandmother and my grandfather. And it's just like, yeah, that shit hurts. But it ain't hit. And I haven't had anybody, like, God forbid anything happens to me, especially with the shit that's going on with my sister. Like, God forbid anything happens to them, and I got to deal with that fucking emotion. Like, I can't comprehend that shit right now.
Don't try to find me.
No.
That's what that is for me.
My sister is
not. If you hear Lydia Jonas passed away, don't find me. Because I promise you're not going to find me. Like, I am going to want to scorch earth. But I feel that way for my two brothers, especially DeAndre. Something happened to him? Oh.
You have three of them?
Just Lyndon and DeAndre.
Oh, shit. There is Lyndon. My bad.
Yeah.
Forgot about Lyndon DeAndre.
Like, it's scorched earth, but that also, I have to learn too. There are different ways of grieving, man. Like,
I would say this. I'd say this year, this new year that you're going into. I'm not talking about the new year. I'm talking about like your birthday year. I think
volume 35.
Volume 35. I think the biggest thing that you need to really be mindful of is how you deal with your emotions. How you express yourself in doing certain things, and how you go about dealing with your emotions and with in your actions, and how you handle the shit.
Yeah.
Because once you, like I said, once you get a control over that, and once you realize that, oh shit, I'm slipping down into this shit.
Yeah.
I need to make a move. My prime example for me was when the old roommate did what she did, and I was slipping back into those fucking emotions, and I was like, oh no, we're not about to do that shit. I made a call. And then next thing you know, I went through that whole process because I was like, I'm not about to go through this thing again because it's going to get a lot worse. And the stronger that we get, the new levels of the boss is going to get out. It's just like a fucking video game. You can go deal with this boss and knock him out, but every boss and everything that you deal with is going to get stronger and stronger. But we have to, like, be able to prep ourselves and deal with it better. You know what I mean? We can't just go into it. Leroy Jenkins, that motherfucking, just run into that motherfucker not knowing what we're dealing with. We got to literally, like, when you're saying that you need to pray more and meditate more, those are the perfect times to collect all your thoughts and be like, all right, this is what I need to work on.
I have learned I cannot talk when I'm angry. Because, like, my emotion will get the best of me, and I'll start saying shit that I don't mean, but I know it's like a gun clip. I have learned, like, I cannot, like, if I am pissed off, I should not talk to nobody. Because even if it could be a simple gesture, like, yo, what's up, man? Fuck you right now. I don't want to talk.
And this is where getting your emotions in check. Because there's been plenty of situations where I've been mad as fuck, but I'm just like, you know what? How about we try to do this differently? How about we try to handle this a different way? My emotions are still going to be there, but I'm going to go about it like, you know what? Like, me and LaDelphia will have conversations about shit. And it's like, I know where DJ is going to come from when he gets into his emotions. And I'm just like, hey, you getting riled up and him getting riled up, nothing's getting dealt with. Somebody has to take that time to be like, you know what? Maybe let me try this a different way to get the results that I'm looking for. Because if you're constantly doing the same thing over and over again expecting to change, that means you're fucking crazy. You see? Like, once you sit back, once you sit back and you're just like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. I could explode. I could be fucked up. And, you know, a good thing is that now you have time for you to, like, record that shit in your journal. So when you get those emotions, you can go into your journal. Say what you need to say, get it off your chest, give it a day or two, and then go back and listen to that shit, and then be like, all right, now you can go back and be like, all right, I was feeling this way, and this is how I dealt with it, and this is how I'm going to deal with it going forward to become a better person.
Yeah, because now I have this idea in my head now that the next year, I have to focus on me, because at 35, it's like I'm almost pushing 40, bro.
Set your young ass up.
Hey, I don't care. I'm closer to 40 than I am to 30.
I'm closer to 40 than you are to 40.
Well, we know that.
We know who ain't.
Depends on how you look at it.
Nigga gonna be 10, we gonna be 60. By the time he hits 40, we gonna be dead.
Hold on a second. Like when you get arrested, do they put you with the juveniles or they put you with the adults?
Yeah, nigga, I wish. Hold on, that came out wrong.
Totally came out wrong, bro. You didn't think that went all the way through. But no, I already told myself late next year, I'm gonna try to treat myself something nice like once a month, like go out for myself for a dinner or something, or go movie by myself. Cause one thing I'm mad I stopped doing is going out. Like, even if it's like by myself, just to like be like, hey, you deserve to go out, have a nice dinner. You deserve to go on this trip or whatnot.
That's why you went out last night?
Mm-hmm. End of the year dinner. Like, it was like, I texted you and be like, hey, you want to eat ramen? But I thought about it, I was like, what you say? And I was like, nah, I kind of need this for myself.
Cause yeah.
I need to know what it's like to sit by myself in a room full of people. And I actually enjoyed it, man. I just sat there.
Oh, you sit in a room full of people.
No, because you know how sometimes we don't.
It ain't been doing so great.
No, it's just, I always thought that I needed to try to go out more.
Always with other people. Though.
Yeah. Now, granted, there's going to be times.
I was having cry sessions by myself, nigga.
Oh, no. There's times I have sat in my room.
You cry?
Who doesn't cry?
Nigga, I've cried a lot in this last month, nigga.
Yeah, you've been over the hospital. You don't have no tear ducts left. But no, it's just figuring out how to learn to love myself again. So if I do that, then everything else falls into fucking place. Like, I've been slack. I ain't gonna lie. I've been slacking off on working out. Like, I'll get myself motivated to do it, then I'll stop. Motivated to do it, I'll stop. Now it's like, fuck it. Because where I fucked up at, I had a goal and a time date stamp. Now I'm like, fuck it. We just gonna make small goals. Let's try walking on the treadmill 3 times a week.
Nah, see, this
for thing, 2 songs.
I think I read somewhere what most people depend on with working out is
instant motivation. Success.
No, they depend on motivation. And the problem is motivation doesn't always do it for you.
No.
What you have to learn is to instill some discipline.
Yeah, that's what it is discipline.
Because discipline will get you there on days that you're not motivated.
Yeah, and that's what it is, and it just snaps, and I hate to say it, it took that fucking match for me to realize that shit. That's why I won't watch that fucking match back. Like, I'll just watch the interest and the finish, but I won't watch the whole thing because I know how it was. Because I'm like, I'm moving way slower than I need to. I used to be faster, I used to be able to jump higher, all that shit. But when, like I said, I let stress and depression and all that shit get to me, it's like, brother, you're getting bigger. And I need to bring that shit back down. I ain't saying I gotta be super skinny. I ain't trying to be super skinny. No, I'm gonna say healthy enough where I can jump high again. Jump out the gym.
Or, my thing is, for one, I just want to get small enough that it's like I can fit in a couple more clothes in my closet comfortably.
Yep.
Same
way.
That I can maybe run around a little bit more with my kids.
Yeah. Like, bro, this is how I know I'm excited. I'm excited to get dental work done. Like, this is how you know you're at a point in your life, like, I got to start working on me. Like, bro, I paid my dental thing, and it says it's effective January 1st. I'm already like, what appointments I need to make, what I need to get done. I know I got to get this, that, and the third. Don't be surprised if y'all see me with braces in the summer. Like,
when I got at Verizon, the motherfuckers was like, yo, nah, your benefits kick in day one. Day one, you say.
Let me make these appointments I've never made before.
Yeah, hey, Dr. Brackett.
Like now I gotta find a doctor, bro. Like, I ain't never said that before. Like, I gotta find a doctor. Like, that's exciting to me right now.
Getting up in age.
Well, it's not even up in age. It's just, it's been so long since I've done it because I've never been able to afford it. So now that I can afford it, it's like the whole mindset has changed. Like, I'm like ready to go get all the dental work done, get this health shit figured out, get this sleep apnea figured out.
With my wife work.
Yeah.
All right, so you go up, hit that right by the Waffle House, go all the way down. You know where the store at Thrift Town is.
Yep.
Hit that left at that light.
Mm-hmm.
go over the train tracks,
mm-hmm.
and over to the left is some office buildings.
Mm-hmm.
My doctor's office is right over there.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Because I got a Kaiser, so.
Oh, then no, you have to go.
I have to look. Like I said, I have to do some research. Like, sure. but my plans, I got are like awesome, bro.
Yeah,
like the deductibles I have to pay, like I don't have to pay that much.
Cause nigga, my doctor, when I first got over there, nigga, she had let anything be up with my shit. Like my blood pressure way mm-hmm. up. She like, oh, are you stressed at work? You need some time off?
Right. Like, hey, anybody that can't get health insurance yeah, through their job cool. and shit?
She'd be like, how much time you need? Like, 3 weeks? Like, when I was working at Verizon,
yeah.
I would do that shit where I would work 4 weeks, then yeah. take 3 weeks off and shit. My doctor set that up.
Get paid for it.
My doctor set that up, man.
Now, let me get something set up, brother. You ain't going outside. Y'all keep it happy self.
My hair keeps falling out. I'm stressed, doctor.
Nah, hey, for anybody that don't got insurance shit, That health dot gov shit is low key. Healthcare.gov, that shit come in clutch. Shout out to them.
So let me ask you this: What are you going to accomplish? And I'm not gonna ask you what do you want to accomplish. What are you going to accomplish in these next 365 days?
My main goal is to love thyself, because that has been a main problem with I feel like within my family for years. So, it's loving myself for one is the first thing that I want to get comfortable with, because once I get comfortable with that, I feel like things will be slow. And the second thing is practice my meditation and my prayers and pray every day and just believe that all the shit I'm going through is going to be worth something. Like, that is the main two things. Now, I have smaller goals in. Like, I want to, like, once the first hits, I'm cutting out my juices. I'm good on sodas. I barely drink sodas anymore. But I'm going to dive back into my water bends and just start slowly working on my health. Like, I already got my appointment set up and shit. Like I said, it's just take care of me. Being selfish.
Try to get it together.
Huh?
I said, we can try to get it together. I'm trying to get back on that 75 soft workout.
I might have to find a way to switch my schedule. If I could make it to where I work early in the morning to get off at 1:30, I'll be straight.
You need
but,
to practice discipline.
Well, I got to practice discipline.
So besides the mental and the body shit, what other things are you going to accomplish this year?
I didn't really put that on my calendar, to be honest. Because I know what I need, but I know what I want. And I've always said my needs are more greater than my wants. And that's always going to be that is. Like, right now, I want to go back to school, but not go back into, like, a classroom type situation.
You want
to
be online and shit?
Yeah, I probably might do, like, online and stuff and do cybersecurity, stuff of that nature. But that is, like, a long-term thing. Because I always fuck up. I try to accomplish my long-term goals, and I try to do my short-term goals. And I think that is a big problem that I'm not even going to say it's black, because that's just stupid. Just as people in general. Like, we'll focus on the long-term shit and don't want to put in the work on the short-term goals to get to that long-term goal.
Or you need to find a balance in doing. It's like...
Yeah, that's another key thing.
So
that's another key thing.
You have to look at it like a video game. The long-term goal is to beat the thing. But then you have side quests that you're going to accomplish on your way to handling a bigger thing.
Yeah.
You want to get better armor. You want to get better guns.
Actually, that is a perfect analogy.
Exactly. So you want to get better guns and better weapons and better armor. And you doing the side quests will help you get that.
Yeah, I need to do more side quests.
But that helps you with the long-term goals that you're trying to get. I can sit here and be like, you know, I want to work and do this, that, and the other. But then I set a goal for myself. All right, now I want to be making $1,500 mm-hmm. on all of my fucking paychecks.
Yeah.
So the long-term goal is for me to go to work. But then the short-term goals are for me to learn how to do a fork, learn to get certified on a certain reach truck, or learn how to do this forklift, or come in early when they need me to, or when they're like, hey, we're going to do this overtime, can you come in? Those are the short-term things, but those short-term things are helping me with my long-term goals.
Yeah.
And I can sit here and, like, when I'm trying to get in shape, get back to where I was doing with my workout and shit like that.
All you in shape, boy? You ain't even what I'm playing.
Like, with me getting in shape, like, I slacked off on some shit. So the long-term goal was me to get back to where I was before. But then the short-term goal is, like, me doing stuff at my job because it's a physical job. And then I work out while I'm at home. And it may be something small, but it's something for the long-term goal.
And I think that's the thing I kind of implemented. Like even if I can't, that's what I think about the cancel my gym membership. Because I'm like, I'm not disciplined enough to start going to the gym like I want to. So if I could get discipline of going downstairs to do the treadmill and do my walks and jump rope, if I could discipline myself in that, then the gym should be easier because I know what I'll have to do. And that's why I kind of, that's why I said I'm focusing on a lot of other people's shit. That's why I kind of got jealous of DeAndre. He's continuously working out. It's because it was instilled. He's playing football. So what does football players always got to do? Work out, hit the gym, lift weights, right? But when you're not playing a sport, that kind of discipline mindset kind of leaves you. So that's why I'd be like, okay, I got to stop looking at myself through other people's lenses. I have to look through my own lens. I can't be DeAndre and work out every day. You're disciplined for that shit. You play collegiate football.
Mm-hmm.
You stay with that.
Mm-hmm.
You've done your thing. I can't do what you do. You've done that. You've been trained, disciplined in that shit.
And you know
I have to go back to what made it work for me.
And I was in there, I was in the same boat that you were. But then I remember that if I'm not, if there's goals that I'm...
Pause for a second. Hey, remember we were talking about the Game 7s and shit? Toronto lost to Detroit. To snap the 28-game losing streak.
Wow. All
right, continue. My bad. I just want to throw that out there.
Somebody bet fucked up. Like, somebody made a bet that they wouldn't win another game until, like, 2024. And if they had actually not won tonight, the niggas would have won, like, $100,000.
Ooh.
Like a $10 bet.
That sucks.
If you want it bad enough, you'll do. You if you want it bad enough, you will do what you never done and get what you never got.
Yeah.
And you can make whatever excuses that you want. I'm gonna do my gym, cancel my gym membership, or because I want to go downstairs. Because eventually, what's gonna happen is, if you cut your gym membership and go downstairs in your apartment complex to get on the treadmill, eventually you're gonna be like, you know what? I might not want to get up and go downstairs. You know what I mean? So, rather it be the gym.
But that's why I said I don't want to, because if I don't do the gym, I'm wasting money. I don't want to burn money. I'm not.
Then do the gym. Then do the gym.
Well, see, that's the thing. I got to discipline myself because I've already tried this 3 times. I've already tried to go to the gym, and I stopped because I was tired of getting tired of waking up early in the morning, and I was too tired to do it at night. So I'm like, that's why I said it's a small step.
So
if I could conquer being consistent going downstairs, then I know for a fact I'm going to be consistent driving up the street.
Let me say this then, too. You go to work, right?
Yeah.
You get up and go to work every single day that you have to work, right?
Barely.
So,
not even a lot about
if
that.
You if you can, you do that because you're getting something and you're gaining something like a paycheck from it. So, if you have discipline enough to get up and go to your job and you put that same discipline to you working out, you should have no excuse.
You're right.
Because we pick and
choose. If my job didn't consist of just driving.
Well, I mean, a job is a job, but if we pick and choose what we want to put our discipline in, and then we like, all right, I'm not going to really be disciplined on this, that's an excuse.
Yeah.
Like, if you really want it that bad, if you want to lose the weight and get yourself in the shape, there's nothing that can be said, whether you're going downstairs or going to the gym or whatever it is that you're going to do. There shouldn't nothing be stopping you because we put that same consistency and discipline when we got to go to these jobs or when we need to go take a bath or when we need to go do this, that, and the other. We pick and choose when we want to be disciplined and when discipline needs to be across the board and everything that we're trying to get accomplished.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of things that I've had to discipline myself on, especially when it comes to relationships and dealing with people. And sometimes I had to learn, like, I need to stop talking so much. I need to pay attention to what's really going on with me and start listening more because I can't always have this. Not always going to be a solution to a problem right then and there, but I'm never going to realize that shit if I don't sit back and just be like, all right, maybe I need to do it this way. maybe I need to have it that way. We're all instilled to be disciplined because we got black parents, so discipline has been one of our biggest things. We know how to discipline, but as we get older, we use life as an excuse for why we can't be disciplined.
Yeah.
And we got to take out all the excuses and this, that, and the other, and really focus on our focus. You got to focus on your focus, and when you do that shit, next thing you know, it's going to be second nature for you to go to the gym. It's going to be second nature for you to grab a bottle of water to go do this, that, and the other. Like, remember when I was locking my car? Like, I already had locked it, but it's something that was instilled that I automatically do. And I was like, shit, let me lock my car again. Nigga, you just locked your car. Oh, damn, I didn't even realize it. It was going to be something that you're not even going to realize once you start doing that shit on a consistent basis. So, my advice to you is just that find a way to discipline yourself. Figure out what's going to work for you, whether it be, you know, cut your gym membership, do what you got to do, my guy. But as long as you're being consistent with your consistency, so the things that you want to be consistent to be good for you.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Keeping the main thing is just having those small goals and checking off those small goals. It's like, okay, I'm on the right track. I'm doing what I need to do and whatnot. So, like, that is like the biggest. That is the biggest thing, is just making sure if I can handle these small little things, these big things are not going to be a problem. They're going to come and go, and it's going to be perfect. Well, not perfect. It's going to be like, oh, this was easy. I don't know why it took me so long to figure this out.
It's just and just remember that. Don't be so focused on the smaller goals that you don't give your larger goals the attention that it deserves.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
So you just, like I said, you have to have that balance. And once you get that balance, you're just going to be like, man, this shit was easy. It's just like starting a new job. You don't know what the fuck you're doing. But then eventually you're just like, I got this shit down. Like, you can't tell me anything because you've been consistent with it and you got that shit, my guy. But, I mean, you're doing good. You're still here. You're handling your fucking business. And I commend you for the work that you've been doing, my guy. So you just got
to
keep
that working. Long-term goal of knocking out DJ in the first round is going to be tough. But, you know, it's going to be worth it.
Let me move this coffee table. And move the section over.
That's right. Darkwing Dell challenges you to a 5-round boxing match.
Oh, 2-minute round?
3 minutes. I want to make a struggle.
I'm telling y'all right now, you do 3-minute rounds. Y'all both gonna be struggling.
See, I had to pick up and put them on the table.
Nigga, because let me tell you this, working out with Fox and hitting the punching bag for 2 minutes.
Feels like an eternity.
I've been hitting that shit for 10 minutes straight. I'm like, how much more time we got? Nigga, that was 10 seconds. Nigga, what?
Because you're moving your body so much. I'm like, bro, time don't move as slow.
And I thought that shit, that motherfucker was just like, nah, nigga, you got 2 more minutes. It's like, nigga, wasn't we already at 2 minutes, nigga? Goddamn.
Man, somebody whooped your ass. 30 seconds.
Shit.
Bro, this 30 seconds? How much more time in the fight? Nah, 4:30, bro.
This is what guns were made for.
Kind of like my dad on that one. I'm not going to get no ring with you with no rules.
It's a boxing match.
There are rules to be followed there. You're like 150 pounds more than me.
It's okay. We'll follow the rules.
Talking about we're going to fight no rules, cool.
Then I got the chairs and everything ready to go. You just can't have no guns.
Aaron, get the table.
I'm saying with the guns, shit. I'm gonna bite.
He gonna do like what that cartoon was. He was in the middle of a fight. He just randomly bit the person. I don't know what anime that was. He was fighting. He just randomly Naruto just randomly bit him.
Goku bit Frieza.
Yeah, Goku. That's what Goku bit the tail. He bit Frieza's tail at one point. Like, bro, so this is what we doing? We out of Asia. We gonna bite the tail.
What was that? I was just watching a clip of Michael J. White. It's the movie where you fighting this dude gotta be like 6'4", like
in the UFC arena.
Yeah,
I saw that. No, it was never back down.
If I was that nigga Michael J. White with my ass like that, I'd have bit the fuck out that nigga.
Bit his ear off.
First off,
get off me, bitch.
First off, the fact that if there's a situation where me and Michael J. White have to fight, I've done something completely fucking wrong.
Yeah, I'm about to say, what
and that's
you
just
do?
Fucking real, bro. Like,
I ain't gonna lie.
I'm gonna say I would bite Mike Tyson too, but.
Hey, bro,
that
ain't gonna lie. That would be the most interesting phone call we would ever get from Trinity. Hey, guys, Michael J. White want to fight me. Nigga, what did you do?
Instead of the other way around, like, what did that nigga do for you to fight him? Ask that truck driver in Mesa.
Yeah, Nigga.
Nigga, you got Michael Jai White. First of all, can we interview him before he fights you?
Welcome to Episode Box, man.
Like, I want to
hey, check this out.
I want to get much publicity off of this.
Play by play of everything, nigga. Hold on.
I know, right? Oh yeah, you breaking the Mike Tyson's house? I saw that, and he just saw the picture. Lock the door.
Likelihood.
And you will love me.
I will not. What are these statements is not true?
Forgive me. You're doing that Mike Tyson story thing. I'm dying when I saw that, bro.
Funny. That shit is, I'm going to enjoy this. You will love me.
You seen it too?
No. Yeah, you seen it to me.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay. Forgive me. Nigga, wait.
Nah, what's that one where they say the nigga would be crying before his match? Before his
oh, daughter? Yeah, it is it.
Your daughter's going to miss you so much.
It's your last day on earth alive, nigga. What?
What?
Your daughter's going to miss you so much.
Am I showing you the Yusuke kick? What, that nigga drop kick that nigga with 2 feet?
Yes.
Yeah, we gotta shoot that nigga afterwards.
Yeah, we gotta, yeah, yeah.
Hey, yo, Mike, I love you, dog, but I need you to back the fuck up.
I need you to go.
You left me little recourse, goddammit.
He said you left me little recourse.
For his fight, Mike Tyson would cry for his opponent.
You okay? His daughter's gonna miss you so much. He's still alive.
He's like, hey, no. No, bro.
No, what?
Wait. Dude, how close is 3788 Campbellton Road from you? Nigga, look it up. Cage of Sports. That's what it's called. 3788 Campbellton Road, Southwest.
I found a video of Fox when he was locked up.
Oh, you are so close.
You are.
You said 3788.
Yeah, 3788 Campbellton Road, Southwest.
Where's the Mike Tyson cat at? I need to find the Mike Tyson cat.
I'm sorry, what?
The Mike Tyson cat.
22 minutes.
22 minutes? Okay. I'm going to send you the poster. Well, no, I'll just post it in the chat. I don't want to hit. I'm going to be like, no excuses, motherfuckers. This is in Atlanta. This is the closest I've ever gotten, y'all.
Oh, this thing is back.
Nah, you can hear me.
You still haven't watched that Tyson series on Hulu, have you?
Huh?
The Tyson series on Hulu.
No, I have not. I don't even think I don't think they got permission to do that shit.
They definitely didn't get permission from him.
No, they didn't.
And this is by DJ's place?
No.
This wrestling thing, is it by DJ's place?
He said it's like 22 minutes away from his house.
What date is that? February 18th?
Yep.
What day?
That's a Sunday.
It's a Sunday?
Yeah.
Why, that shouldn't be a problem. I might take a half a day.
For Sunday or Sunday? For Monday?
For the Monday.
Okay. I'm like, wait a minute.
Because from what I've learned, I get like 4 hours a month added to my PTO every month. Instead of them giving me like, after the year sits over, oh, you got like 3 weeks, they just add on 4 hours every fucking month. So that shit starts adding up.
Baby got something like that, I think. 8 hours of pay period?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm about to say, yeah, hospitals get a little different stuff.
I'm like, nigga.
Which reminds me, I gotta start putting my plane ticket together for July.
But I commend people that have the discipline to be at work with shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, like, if your shit carry over too, like my aunt, I don't know how much fucking vacation time she had. Leave the defects, that's a shit. I know it was one lady at Verizon that I knew for a while. I think she had enough vacation that she could take 3 months off if she wanted.
My dad has enough PTO and vacation time that when he chooses to retire, he could take a Friday off every week for the next 2 years.
That's how my dad was. He had enough.
Like, my dad doesn't, like, you know how I am. I don't take no days off. And my dad, he's the impediment.
My dad's the same way. He has so much sick leave. He took his sick leave for 6 months, then retired after all the sick leave was used.
Yeah, it's kidding me, but.
Like I said, that's 6 months. He was like, what's the point? I took a day off. So he's coming to retire, but he's like, fuck it. Took the next 6 months off. I'm like, hey, power to you, buddy.
Use my shit, nigga. Nigga, I'm telling you, at D-Fax, it got to a point. I was calling off at least a day a week. I'm going to say, anytime I woke up and it was like, not today.
Not today.
I ain't going to make it, bro. So I couldn't imagine having that much sick time yet.
So first to wrap it up, what advice would you give to our listeners for this next year that you would like to give him?
I don't know why I went to grab yours because it's blue.
Mine's is black.
I see. For the listeners, I would have to say, take your time. Don't be in a rush, man. If you try to rush everything, it's not going to come out the way you want it. It's going to look like it did, but it's really not, man. Take your time. Focus, build your, pray, meditate, do what you need to do, get centered with yourself. Another quote that stood out with me was, never judge a man by where he's standing because you don't know how far he's come.
Mm.
And that's the quote I think a lot of us need to keep posted somewhere, because somebody might see it somewhere, but they don't know what the hell we went through to get to where we are right now. They see us at the end product, but they don't know what it was like getting to this end product. So I just say, man, keep that in mind. Keep your head up. Keep your faith up. Do what you need to do. And, just love one another, man.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, the end of the 2023 season has come to a wrap. We thank y'all for listening and tuning in. Have a good New Year's. Hope y'all Christmas is as well. Peace, love, and joy. And coming from Epic Soapbox, I'm E Trinity, Aaron Black, Delquin Dunn DJ. Peace and love. Good night, y'all.
Boom.
You gotta press the button. God damn it. You fucked up the outro.
Thank you again, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of Epic Soapbox. You can follow us on Twitter at Epic Soapbox.
Also follow us on Facebook on Epic Soapbox.
Instagram at Epic Soapbox.
Follow us on YouTube at Epic Soapbox Podcast. Like, comment, subscribe, and leave ideas on what you wanted to hear.
Also, you can listen to us at Google Podcasts, Google Play Music, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere that you can listen to podcasts.
And thanks again for listening to Epic Soapbox. EPOCH
Soapbox.